We are back on Mugs in the Morning, and so pleased to be joined by Eli Rogers. He's a junior at Arnold High School, and he's been raising funds to contribute to the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. And Eli, thanks so much for taking time out of your schedule. I guess you get out of class a little bit to talk to a radio guy, huh?
Yeah, this is exciting. Thanks for having me.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? At your age, I'm sure you can. Not a lot of kids get to say that for sure. But thanks for joining us. This was something that you cooked up when you were a freshman. Talk about how this idea popped into your head to get with the Dolly Parton Imagination Library and start trying to get people on board to donate to this so that young kids could have books in their hands.
Well, I was a huge Dolly fan in, you know, freshman year. So I was watching a video of Dolly, and she was describing what the Imagination Library is. You know, it gives a free book to children under the age of 5 every month. And so I just kind of knew it was, you know, a cool program, and I kind of figured that, you know, all the people I knew would be kind of interested in it, and I knew enough parents would be, you know, that would get something out of it. So uh-huh. I decided that I wanted to take the time to find somebody to help me raise the money and help me make Imagination Library possible in the Custer County only, you know.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't sure we could go statewide. Well, we did so well in Custer County, I wasn't happy. I said, well, we're going to move on to Logan and McPherson and Blaine and Thomas. And, no, that's only 4. And Hooker. And so we just kept moving on. And now I'm seriously looking at just keep expanding and keep getting, you know, donations and just keep going, you know. We have, 93 counties in the state?
We do.
And I'd like to have them all covered by the time I graduate in 2026. So.
Well, you got a good start for sure. Now, I'm reading here on the release that Nicole sent me that about the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. They pay for the books, and they have a website that organizes online sign-up. But those that join, you have to fundraise for the mailing cost. They'll mail them, but you have to get, and that's what you're raising money for. So these books for people that sign up can be mailed at no cost for the people that sign up, right?
Yep, that's right. It's about $2.06 per child per month. And right now we have about 227 children in our program. So, I mean, it's a pretty cheap program for what it is, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could be buying them all books and shipping them all out, and that would be, you know, really expensive. But mm-hmm. the way it's set up, it's really a neat program. I mean, with the book ordering system and all that stuff, it is just, it's really easy.
In this day and age, it's books are, for a lot of people who don't really appreciate it, because we can read anything on our phones or our tablets or our computer screens. But I'm guessing that books are pretty important to you, and that this has become a passion simply because you got, I'm guessing somebody got you interested in reading when you were young, and you still have that passion to actually hold a book and be able to read a book in your hands.
Yeah, kind of. I do really enjoy my audiobooks, but I kind of agree with Dolly's mission statement that once you can read, the world is, you know, nothing. You unlock everything, you know. You have nothing to hold you down once you can read. So I just want to give everyone a head start.
Well, you've done a good job. You mentioned the other counties besides the county you reside in, Custer County, too. And I even understand you have met with a state senator. Is that right? Or was it a U.S. senator even that you met with?
I haven't. I only talked with her name was, what was her name? I'm really bad with names.
That's okay.
I only talked with Senator Mike Jacobson's secretary,
okay.
I think.
All right.
So it wasn't, I didn't quite get all the way to Senator Mike Jacobson, but I was, you know, they gave us ideas on how to fundraise, and and they were really helpful, and I'd like to thank them for all what they helped do, but we didn't quite get all the way to Senator.
You tried raffle tickets. That hasn't gone as well as you would have liked to raise money for this. So, and you're applying, you have applied for a couple of grants. So, you're crossing your fingers and toes that that's going to come through and give you some, much needed funds, right?
Yep. We, like I said, we fundraised really well in, you know, 2021. We went out as a freshman. We got a lot of money, and then I kind of was, you know, kind of focusing more on just getting the kids. And so we didn't keep going after, you know, donations and whatnot. We went after kids and get your kids signed up and get your kids signed up. And so right now we're reaping the benefits of that. You know, we now have kids and we're going, oh no, we don't know if we have the money for next month or, but I think once we say, you know, once we get that in front of the general public, they'll help us out. I'm sure. I have huge faith in our communities.
And you've also written some letters to businesses, and I understand they've several of them in your area have contributed to the cause.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We have, Grocery Cart is planning on doing some sort of fundraiser for us, so that's exciting.
Yep, they're in Broken Bow. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have really good businesses that support us, so I'm not too worried about, you know, expanding or anything like that. I you know, we're planning on raising $2.2 million annually. If we'd like to start getting in front of other communities, businesses, and see if they'd be interested in helping us out just as much as our businesses are interested in helping us out.
We're speaking with Eli Rogers. He is the Dolly Parton Imagination Library Project Manager and attends Arnold High School as a junior. This all started when you were a freshman. Have you been surprised a little bit at the response that you've gotten and the receptiveness of other people to get on board with your project?
Oh, totally, yeah, most definitely. I mean, I think this has all just been one heck of a whirlwind, you know. I wake up every day thinking this is going to be a normal day, and then surprise, someone new is knocking on my door going, "Hi, Eli, we want to help you with the Imagination Library," or, you know, we come up with something totally different on our path that we thought, you know, it has not been a single line. And so I cannot believe how many people came out of the woodwork to help me get this thing where it is now. And I'm kind of eager to see how many more people I get to work with going on to be statewide.
I think you're going to have a lot of success now. As when you try to get other counties on board, who are you trying to contact? Government leaders in each of the counties around, or how are you going about that?
We thought going through local channels would, you know, get the grassroots system developed first, would probably work best, and then go for government officials after, you know, a little after. But so I'm speaking at the Rotary District Conference 5630 Friday, I think.
Oh wow!
So you know, we're just trying to get those types of leaders, the, you know, the ones that will see this and help us fundraise. And so we're not quite sure we want to go after people's tax monies yet or tax dollars yet, but
I mean, I think it's better left to just people donating. Tell us about Nerds, because I think it's a perfect name for people that are into books. But tell us about what it stands for and how this came about.
Oh, Nebraska Early Reading Development is what NERD stands for. And we, we being Nicole Badgley and I, we set up a nonprofit 501c3 bank account and said, so we set up our own nonprofit entity. And that was, I'd like to thank Madeline Smith over at Senate Duncan and Jenkins in Broken Bow. She helped us set up the bylaws and the articles of incorporation. And what was the question again? I kind of started just rampaging on.
Well, I mean, was this created just as an organization towards what you're doing to raise money for the Imagination Library?
Yes, that was specifically meant for Dolly Parton Imagination Library. We thought that it'd be fun to say Dolly develops nerds statewide or something like that, you know?
I like it. So, it works for me.
So we wanted our own bank account and to know that we had a board of people for when Miss Badgley retires or I graduate or, you know, that type of whatnot. And so we wanted it to, you know, last. So we thought we better put in the work now and create a board and set up the guidelines that we think's important now.
All right, let's get down to the nitty-gritty because people have been hearing you talk about this for the past 10 minutes or so, and I know we've got listeners, we've got a pretty good audience, and they're thinking, boy, I'd like to, this sounds like a great deal to help kids on up to the age of five get a book each month and get them excited about reading. How can they do this? If they want to send you a check, or is there a website they can go to give?
The website is probably the best option because it gives you the tax reduction right away, or form. And if you just go to Dolly Parton Imagination Library and click donate, and then I'd like to specify the affiliate, and then scroll down and find Central Nebraska.
That
is us.
All right, that'd be the easiest way, Dolly Parton Imagination Library website, and find the Central Nebraska affiliate for the donation, and you can pick any amount. Any amount is welcome and will help the cause. I also see here on the release that Nicole sent me, there is an Arnold Community Foundation website, which you can designate your donation to Dolly as well.
Yes, I just don't know how to work that one as well as I do the Imagination Library.
Yeah, I'll just tell the folks it's NEBCOMMFOUND, which stands for Nebraska Community Foundation. NEBCOMMFOUND.org. And then I'm sure they'll have a click through to get to give to the Arnold Community Foundation there, and if they prefer the snail mail way, they can do that too, and just address put a check on an envelope and address it to you. I see.
30 P.O. Box 302, I believe.
Well, it says here 241. So is that the one? Or?
No, 302 is better.
302 is better. Okay. All right. And just address it to Eli Rogers, Nerds, P.O. Box 302 there in Arnold. And the zip code is 69120. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right on.
Sounds good. Anything else you wanted to touch on while you're with us today, Eli?
No, I think that about does it. I would like to thank Miss Badgley for, you know, putting up with me all throughout this thing. And I think she needs, I don't know, a great deal of gratitude, but other than that, I think that's it.
Okay. She's a English instructor there at the schools in Arnold. I'm guessing you took an English class with her along the way?
She was my English teacher from 6th to 11th grade, so.
Really?
Yeah, I had her for a while.
So, you know, I got to ask you, because I understand she's listening, so if you had to rank her among all the teachers you've had going through school there in Arnold, where would you rank her?
Oh, she's a close second. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Top 10% maybe?
top 10%, yeah.
Okay, you like them all, but, you know, so it's hard to pick just one, but she's up there, huh?
Yep. All right. You know, just because she's helped me this much, I think I better give her number one position.
Well, I know she's been heavily involved in encouraging you, shall we say, in your efforts to do this. I think it's a great thing. Student-led things are great. You need a little prodding sometimes, but it seems like she just kind of gave you the idea, and you took the ball, and you've run with it, and you've created a good thing here. So
she's just made sure I have gone through the right hoops, you know?
Yep.
I've gotten way ahead of myself at times, and so we've done a little makeup work before, but yeah, that's, you know, Miss Badgley in a nutshell, I suppose.
Yep. Well, Eli Rogers has been our guest. He's a junior at Arnold High School and doing great things, creating part of an organization that is pleading for you to donate to support kids on up to the age of 5 to receive a monthly book from the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. Eli, thanks so much, and I think I'm going to contribute. I'm really onto this cause, and expect a donation from me sometime here in the next few days too.
Much.
I'm going to help you out on this. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, I'll let you get back to class. What's your favorite class?
Oh, I really like my college class, my farm and ranch management.
Is that what you want to go into for a career then?
Yeah, I think so.
Be a farmer and rancher, know how to take care of things. Well, that's great, continued success on this, and hopefully we'll get a release by the time next year, maybe when you're a senior, and instead of 5 counties, maybe we'll be up to 55 or something like that, huh?
Yeah, there's only 36 counties in the state that don't have Imagination Library in them. So I'm hoping we get 36 by next year.
Okay. Well, good luck on that, and we'll talk to you hopefully next year sometime. Thanks, Eli. You have a good
one.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Eli Rogers from Arnold High School, and I love talking to the younger generation, and whenever they get their sights set on something and just need a little help from adults, and he's getting that, but he is pretty much taken off with this, and it's a great, great cause. And again, those donation websites, he said you can go to the Dolly Parton Imagination Library website, which it's imaginationlibrary.com. I did have it on the release, imaginationlibrary.com. Find the Central Nebraska tab to click on to donate to, or you can go to the Arnold Community Foundation website as well, nebcommfound.org, and give there. Or if you prefer, just putting a check in the mail, you can do that. Eli Rogers, Nerds, P.O. Box 302, Arnold, Nebraska, 69120.